USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken sent a reply to Moscow's demands to avert a Ukrainian invasion. In December, after building up troops at the Ukraine border, Russia called on NATO to pull back its forces and weapons from Eastern Europe and block Ukraine from becoming a NATO ally.
Ambassador Sullivan delivered our written response in Moscow. All told, it sets out a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it.
We don't fully know what the response is, as neither the U.S. nor Russia has gone public with the details. What we do know, NATO's future expansion request by Russia was rejected. Oklahoma will execute a man on Thursday for the brutal slayings of two hotel workers during a robbery in 2001. 46-year-old Donald Anthony Grant is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Unemployment claims announced Thursday were down 30,000 compared to a week ago. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It only takes 10 minutes a day to stay healthy.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Jeopardy win streak has come to an end.
Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins and nearly $1.4 million in prize money came to a halt Wednesday night. New champ Roan Talsma had the correct response to the final Jeopardy clue for a winning total of $29,600. Schneider will be back as part of the quiz show's Tournament of Champions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Maskless school children in Virginia choosing not to wear a mask by law are forcefully blocked from entering campus. Carrie Lewis, president of Independent Women's Forum and a mother, is on Fox News telling her side of the story.
Well, you know, I decided that I wanted to take my two elementary school kids and exercise my right under the Virginia executive order that gives parents like me the right to opt my kids out of masks. I knew that Fairfax County Public Schools had decided that they were not going to follow this order and that they were going to prevent schools from allowing such children in. You know, I didn't want to cause a ruckus at my local elementary school, so I gave them a heads up the night before. Sent a nice letter or email telling them that this was going to be happening, and then showed up, and indeed my kids were suspended, but it was just a little strange the way that they reacted to it.
Dr. Quanta Ahmed from NYU says vaccines are good, but the best way to take care of your health is to lower body mass and work on your cardiovascular system.
Masks, obviously, that helps, that mitigates. But being as healthy as we can, lowering body mass, becoming physically active, going outdoors, with all of the restrictions that we've experienced in New York State, many of my patients are developing obesity. They are developing depression. They are developing major health problems, mental health disorders, because of these restrictions, and that is a huge healthcare burden that's not being recognized.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.